Community Players in Bloomington presents the multi-award winning Candor-Inebe musical Cabaret.
Willkommen and bienvenue, welcome in Cabaret, oh Cabaret to Cabaret.
Set in the decadent and desperate days of post-World War I Berlin, the show follows a struggling writer looking for inspiration at a seedy nightclub. Directed by John D. Poling, this version is based on the 1989 Broadway production, which Poling says has the level of grit that perfectly projects the mood of the show.
In the 1966 musical, they kind of whitewash some things. You know, it's based on Christopher Isherwood's life kind of thing. In the musical, he is Cliff, all right? And in the original version, Cliff is straight and all that stuff. And Isherwood was unapologetically gay. Our Cliff is, or the Cliff of 1998 is bisexual, probably. We don't really know kind of thing. It's much more clear in the second act how much has deteriorated in Berlin just in this short amount of time, this few months of time or whatever. You know, in the Liza Minnelli version in the movie, life as a cabaret is this cheerful, upbeat kind of thing. But in the 98 version, it's basically Sally falling apart.
So why does this story still resonate with us today?
Oh my gosh, it resonates now more than ever, which is really why I wanted to direct it.
All right, tell us why.
All right, because you cannot, as an audience member, sit out there smugly in those seats and say, oh, isn't that an interesting, entertaining, cautionary tale? Because the scapegoating of the other is happening now more than ever. While certainly we have nothing on the scale of the Holocaust, we certainly have groups that are being basically persecuted because of who they are, and merely because they're the other, all right? And if you ask yourself, well, gosh, how far can something like that actually go? Come to Cabaret and see how far it can go.
So the version that you're working from, the one from the 90s, emphasized the grit. Tell me how you're accomplishing grit.
Well, for one thing is that when the audience comes, the set is very simplistic. There is nothing particularly flashy about it, which I really think is kind of true to how it would be in Berlin, Germany, because cabarets were unreputable. And you will see that, particularly with the performances and with the costumes and things like that, right? But even the costumes aren't particularly fancy or flashy or that kind of thing, right? They're risque and they're sexually liberated women, you know, that are dancing in them and that kind of thing. You know, the only time I would think a respectable mainstream Berliner would come to the cabaret would be to kind of be slumming kind of thing and see what the other half, the bawdiness and that kind of thing. That's the impression that we want to give with this production, is it's maybe it's in a basement somewhere kind of thing. It's definitely, there's not a lot of money to it. There's just a small little orchestra of women who are basically kind of by the second act just doing it for the money kind of thing. They're just fed up with it. It's not glitzy by any stretch of the imagination.
We have the character of Cliff. What draws Cliff to the cabaret?
He is basically kind of a frustrated novelist who is just looking for inspiration and, you know, seeing new places and new people and that kind of thing. There's a line early on in the rooming house that he lives in. One of the women is clearly a lady of the evening, prostitute, that kind of thing, right? And it's very quickly made clear to Cliff that that's what she does. And the landlady, Frau Schneider, says, you know, don't worry, I'll keep her away from you. And he says, no, please don't, right? This is exactly the kind of person that I'm looking for, that I want to write about.
You also said that there's some warnings within the play, as in be careful demonizing others and that sort of thing. Is there perhaps a warning against hedonism and allowing hedonism to rule your life to the point where you don't see danger?
I think there's some of that that's implied, but you would have to tease that message out on your own, I think, in it. You know, I mean, how much did that contribute to the overall situation? Was the rise of the Nazis somehow a backlash to this, you know, sexual freedom and homosexuality and, you know, drug use and the other things that are portrayed in the musical?
Well, we talked about Cliff. Let's talk about some of the other characters. And one who spent a lot of time center stage is the MC. Tell us about the MC.
Well, the MC is an interesting character because the MC really exists kind of in two worlds. In our case, we have cast a female as MC. She is physically there in the cabaret and is the host and that kind of thing. But she's also kind of a merry prankster that is there to kind of provoke people.
We have no troubles here. Here, life is beautiful. The girls are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful.
And shows up in other scenarios within the show that it's like, well, wait, how did she get into the train car? Or how is she over here kind of thing? But that's the idea, that she basically kind of transcends the world that we're living in and also is on this other plane of existence as well. But, you know, she mainly is there to not only provoke the Nazis, the eventual rise of the Nazis, but to also provoke us as well as audience members and, you know, maybe our own complacency about things.
So you have a woman playing the MC. Was it a deliberate casting choice to have the MC be female, or did you just say, I'm going to cast whichever performer's right?
A little bit of both. I certainly did not go out with the idea of casting a woman in it, but I was certainly very open to the idea. And Kenzie, who we have cast in the role, you know, it was clear from her audition, it was like she had the goods to do it, right? I mean, because it takes a lot, not just to be the singing ability and that kind of thing, but also the interaction with the audience and that kind of personality, but then also later on the dramatic chops that you need for it as well. And so I was thrilled when she came and auditioned and we found her. And I do like the idea of not going with a traditional male choice as MC.
Let's talk about Sally Bowles.
Well, we have a phenomenal actress who is playing Sally. Her name is Lauren Hickle. And she's young. I mean, she's early 20s, which is actually the age that the real Sally Bowles was. I think, in actuality, when Isherwood met, and I think her name was Jane Reed, who he made in the book Sally Bowles, she was something like 19, but she had lived a hard life. And so it's very difficult to find an actress that's that young but understands the kind of things that someone in their 30s, 40s, or 50s would understand in terms of life being lived kind of thing.
Are you making any changes with regards to the music? Have you cut any songs or switched anything around, or are you sticking pretty close to it?
No, we're pretty much doing it as is. We haven't made any changes whatsoever, really, I can think of with the music. We have tried to make it clear that this is definitely because of the subject matter and a few bits of language and things, but this is definitely something that should be considered rated R, you know. So I would say anybody, like a movie, over the 17, you should, you know, talk to your parents about, is this something that you want to see? I think it's good for younger people to see it, but it's definitely adult content, and it can definitely be, for some people, triggering, because, you know, by the end, it does deal with the Holocaust and things, and, you know, that's pretty intense.
As a director, what do you hope when the audiences are walking out? What do you hope are they talking about?
I really hope they are moved, and I think they will be. It's a powerful production. And I told the actors the first meeting that we got together was that the audience may really hate us at the end, and you know what? That's okay. I mean,
why? Why would they hate you?
I'm not going to spoil the ending for you, but I mean, it's a really intense, not a happy ending.
That's John D. Poling, director of Cabaret, running at Community Players in Bloomington, November 8th through the 24th. I'm Laura Kennedy.